Welcome to the Fabulous Business Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing, the incredible, all the way from Malaysia, Miss Nora Binyaya. Nora, why don't you take it from here?
Yay. Thank you, Tanya. And welcome everyone to the virtual summit. And today I'll be talking about shine as the expert you are. First off, my name is Nora Binyaya, and I am a talent assessment and development coach. I've been working with corporate organizations as well as small business owners for the last 8 years. Coaching them mostly on personal leadership and how to develop their talent, their strengths, in order to succeed in business. So what I've come across over the past 8 years of coaching executives and entrepreneurs is that I found that most of the clients that I've worked with have a hard time identifying or even acknowledging their unique value proposition and sharing their gifts with the world. And so today, I'll be talking about how do you identify your personal unique value proposition and how to own your power, as well as how to shine and how as the expert that you are. So, what is unique value proposition? Basically, your unique personal value, your personal unique value proposition is what is your strength? Like, what is your specialty really? And usually you can get this from doing like exercises like getting feedback from your clients, your peers, your colleagues. They would be able to highlight to you what are your strengths really and what do you bring to the table, you know? So In my coaching, what I do is I put my client through what I call a 360 feedback exercise, and I use it using a neuroscience behavioral assessment tool called Prism Brain Mapping. And from there, we will ask you a bunch of questions about yourself as to how you see yourself, you view yourself as a leader, your leadership qualities. And then after that, we actually send that out to your peers or your colleagues or your clients to get their feedback. So that is one way for you to identify your unique value proposition. If you don't do assessments and you don't have anyone to do assessment, tools with, another way is you can reflect back on your past achievements, like how you have helped people and in what way you have helped them and what was your strength when you were working with your clients or when you work with your employers, you know, like, what do you bring to the table? That would be the question I would ask myself. Okay, so briefly, that's how you identify your personal unique value proposition. Secondly would be, who are your target audience? Like, who do you work with best? Who do you help best? You know, like, for me, I found my unique value proposition mostly was in helping people to really identify their potential, their gifts. I enjoy that so much. It to me is like finding the golden nuggets in others, and how I can bring them out for them, so that they can shine in whatever they do. So I find that I enjoy that most, and I found my niche in talent assessment and development quite by accident, because when my client asked me to propose my coaching program, and I want it to be unique, I want it to be different, you know, kind of like stand out in the market as to like, what do I specialize in? So I identified talent assessment as one of them. And I did such an incredible job. You know, like my client was so happy that I was able to develop their leadership team, that and I find that I enjoy doing it so much that I decided, hey, you know what? That is my unique value proposition. And then the audience that I work with are usually managers, managerial level, right up to the C-suite, the CEOs, the COOs, CFOs, CIOs, and all that. So since then, I've been known in the market as a talent assessment and development coach. And whenever someone wants to work on their succession planning or developing their leadership team, they look me up, right? So my target audience are like, it can be individual executives who want to find their strengths, you know, and develop their leadership skills, or even organizations that want to develop their leadership team. So my audience are people who are looking for this kind of services. So what about you? Like, who would your target audience be that you have successfully helped and you enjoy helping? And if it's an organization, which organization have you made an impact for in the past? You know, so that's how you identify. That's a second step. Identify who's your target audience. And thirdly, you bring it all together, tying up your personal strengths with the people that you've helped, your audience, and provide testimonies or the success stories of the people that you've worked with, right? How you have successfully helped the company, you know, achieve their target, their growth target that they wanted to achieve. So in my case, I can recall back where one of my biggest success stories was when a company was in transition. It went through acquisition, right? So it went through major changes, and they had a lot of headaches in trying to bring in the new culture of the new holding company. And, you know, people were demoralized in that organization, and some had left. They had high attrition rates. So they needed someone to help them to sort of like align the new team and the old team together. So they called me in and to work with their team. And I did that successfully over a period of 1 year. And they were able to then, increase their sales turnover like 1 year after, right? By, I believe it was like 15% right after the acquisition took place. And that was major for them, because, you know, they were going through such a hard time trying to blend in culturally. And then they had the breakthrough in their sales. So 15% may not sound a lot, but if you're making like over $200 million turnover, and 15% is a significant amount. So the third point of shining as the expert you are is owning your power, right? So what does that mean? See, a lot of us have a hard time identifying, like, what is it that we're really good at, right? In what way are we powerful? You know, this is something that a lot of people I find struggle with, and as a result, they have a lot of self-doubt and they have a lot of low self-confidence and low self-esteem. To recognize your personal power, you need to do a little bit of personal reflection. You need to do a little bit of self-work. It's an ongoing process, but I went through everything from meditation to working with a coach to doing assessment tools, because I wanted to get to know myself, right? Who am I really? And what exactly, how I can contribute to and add value to people's lives. So I did quite a bit of personal work. And you can do this with a professional coach. They can help you. I find that working with a third party is far more effective than trying to figure it out myself. And so the point here is find out who you really are, and it's a process. And I do that in my coaching. You can also work with other coaches who specialize in this area, or you can do a bit of personal observation, you know, pretty much be a bit more self-aware of what you like, what you don't like. What are your personal values? You know, what are your brand? What is your brand really? If someone were to ask you, like, what do you stand for? You know, you should be able to answer all that. You should be able to know all that by now. So if you don't, that's okay. Then go out and start the process, start the journey of finding out who you are and owning your personal power. You know, some people are quirky and for a long time they feel like they don't fit in. But you know what? Your quirkiness could be your strength. And if you start to own that, you've started to own your personal power, you know? So, yay. The next step would be expert positioning, or how to shine as the expert you are. I've recently put out a free ebook. I call it Winning with Authority, Simple Steps on How to Position Yourself as the Expert and Attract Your Ideal Clients. And in that book, in a nutshell, I listed 4 steps on how you can shine as the expert you are. So firstly is N, which is new ideas. What new ideas that you can bring onto an age-old problem, you know, sort of like in TED Talks, how the speakers come on stage and like shed light on age-old problems. So For instance, you know, how you can solve anything, like how you can solve a problem that people have been grappling with and in a new light, you know, bringing your perspective, your fresh perspective onto it, right? So it could be how you can solve problem of creativity in school children, for instance, or how you can solve poverty in your, you know, in your community, or, you know, whatever it is that you're passionate about, and how you can bring fresh perspective onto an age-old topic. And then secondly is originality. You know, nothing beats being your true original self, being authentic, you know, because as they say, like, be yourself because everyone else is taken. So, you know, look at how you can shine by being your true authentic self. Even if, again, if I go back to someone with a quirky personality, how you can make that work for you, right? And be original about it. Be, you know, embrace who you are, even if you're quirky. So being original and being your true authentic self is endearing. Okay, the third one is being relatable. Like, you can have all these ideas, you can be, you know, original and authentic. However, if you're not relatable to your audience, you're not going to get your message across. So knowing who your audience, you know, who your audience is, and what are their pain points, and what is it that they're really concerned about, and being able to speak into that, to address their concerns, is one of the ways that we can be relatable to the people that we're trying to reach out to. So your message has to speak to them. Being relatable is also having a rapport, right? So that's N-O-R. And the last step to shine as the expert you are is authority, you know, launching your authority. So where do you position yourself as an authority in your field of expertise? How do you position yourself? I mean, so it could be, you know, you could write a book about it, as a lot of experts have done, and they've been very successful in getting their message out through a book. It could be an ebook, because I've co-written 3 ebooks myself. And I have a physical book coming up next. That'll be my 4th book. So you could write a book about it, about your topic that you're passionate about. Or you could, you know, do a blog. Or you could speak, go on stage and speak to as many people as you can and get your message across. Or some people like to go on TV interviews or radio interviews. So you have to find a way to get exposure for yourself. That is A, which is positioning yourself as an authority. How do you get your message out there and be known? So that's like the 4 simple steps on how to shine as the expert you are. And if you put them all together, it spells Nora, N-O-R-A. So just remember my name and you'll remember the 4 steps on how to shine as the expert you are. Thank you.